listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. And first pitch was just minutes ago, actually, instead of minutes away. And Jamin Kaba on the mound for Montgomery County threw a couple of balls, and then he hit Sayre, leadoff batter, Charlie Slaybaugh. So he, the junior center fielder, trots on down to first base, and Sayre has a leadoff base runner on, and Gary Gibson is coming up next. Throw over to first. Eli Leach at first base. This game underway. Sarah in Montgomery County this afternoon. Glad you're with us here on WMST. It's a beautiful day, and yet it's a bit chilly out there. No question about that. Cable working from the stretch windup. Runner not going. The pitch is up and in. So right now, Cable, the junior, trying to find the strike zone for Montgomery County. Cable. So far this season, this is the third time he's been on the mound, though he's worked only three and a third innings. Comes in there, and I don't know where that pitch was. I mean, that was all over. That had ate the plate up, folks, and called a ball. If that's, there's a throw to first base. Two balls and no strikes. Gibson batting with Stout on deck. There's a strike. 2-1. He just threw that one right down the pike just to get a strike on the board. Breeze is blowing out toward right field this afternoon. And there's a ground ball to the shortstop. It's gloved, flipped to second for one. Throw back to first is not in time. And there's one out for Montgomery County. Jacob Todd, the freshman at shortstop, making the play there. We'll get these lineups done for you here in a moment. But one out, runner on at first base for Sayre. And the batter is Camden Stout. Stout is a sophomore, the right fielder. Steps in, another right-handed batter. And the runner goes, and the pitch is bobbled by the catcher and on in at second base with a stolen base. Is Gibson and Sayre able to get a runner in scoring position? Sayre defeated Montgomery County 12-8 earlier this season in Lexington. Stout has not been at the plate much so far this season, the sophomore right fielder. Travis Smith is waiting in the on-deck circle. No ball, one strike count to Camden Stout. Sun shining, casting shadows across, but the coats are on here. For the few people that have come to watch that game, right back to the mound, they chased the runner goes to third. They go ahead and he didn't really hold the runner quite tight enough at second base, but he gets the second out of the inning. Moving on to third base is Gibson. So the put out from Cabo over to Leach, and now Travis Smith, the senior third baseman, steps in. Smith swinging a miss for a strike on the first pitch. Smith has driven in four runs so far this season, has a double and a triple to his credit, and rips that one foul down the line third base and drops behind. No balls and two strikes. Cabot trying to get this third out and end a scoreless first inning. Smith trying to see if he can drive this run in. No ball, two strike count, and the curveball is swung on and missed, and the inning is over. So Cabot, after hitting the leadoff batter, comes back to get the side in 1-2-3 fashion. No runs, no hits, and a runner left. We'll go to the bottom half of the first inning, and we'll be right back here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field in just a minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. We're back here for the bottom half of inning number one at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. Coach Brian Minyard's inning is off to a 3-5 start. Of course, he's in his first season here at Montgomery County and inherited a team where, you know, hey, he had 10 players that graduated last year, and it was the lineup that was stacked and an outstanding team. Went down the semifinals of the regional tournament, but the some really quality young players for this team, and facing a good Sarah team today that comes in with a 5-1 record. On the mound for the Spartans today is Gary Gibson, who has been used already by the Spartans this season.
Y'all know the difference between Haywood Leffert and Dan Manley?
Yeah, you know, we got...
Dan Manley was a pro.
Yeah. Coach Jason Mays, whose son is probably a better baseball player than... No, he's... I wasn't going to say that, Coach. I would not throw you under the bridge like that. Hey, here we go. Gibson is ready to go to work, and leadoff batter Braden Dorr, a freshman. And Gibson ready to go to work. The right-hander, he kicks, he deals, and it's a swing and a miss. Had a big rip at a fastball that was in the zone. And
hey, out front, nine.
No balls and one strike the count. Even in the box, even stance for Dorr, and he takes that one in for a called strike. That was a pitch count over the inside part of the plate. Braden coming in to this game, 158 batting average. These batting averages are fairly low. There's a swing and a miss for a strike, and Dorr, a strikeout victim to begin the game. But again, it's early, and you take these freshmen in the lineup, and the Indians have three freshman starters. They've got also a couple of sophomore starters. You know, these guys, and here's another freshman, Jacob Todd, the shortstop. You're talking about moving up a level, certainly, when you move from that eighth grade level. There's a breaking pitch that called for a strike. 0-1 the count. In the on-deck circle is Sam Cooper. Gibson deals, and that one's way inside. Able to get out of the way of it is Jacob Todd, and it's one ball, one strike the count. Sarah with Travis Smith down there at third base, standing even with a bag, cheating in just a little bit. That one's off of, oh, no. That pitch was it was at least 6 inches outside. Called a strike. A ball and two strikes. Todd certainly deserved better luck there. And there's strike three. Cool day. You better go up there hitting, folks.
Coming to the plate, number five, Sam Cooper.
Here's Sam Cooper, the senior catcher. Cooper has a couple of hits in 13 at-bats, has driven in three runs. Right-hand batter. Gibson ready, and he pitches, and that one's way outside, goes to the backstop for ball one. Gibson deals, and that's a check swing off the end of the bat for a strike. Tried to check that swing, but it caught him. One ball, one strike. Indians in white pants, red tops with their numbers on the back of the uniform in blue, white numerals. Saren gray pants, blue tops, bright gold cap. That pitch is in for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Inside corner at the knees right there. Good pitch from Gibson. And here comes the 1-2. Gibson working from the stretch windup and a breaking pitch for a call, strike three. So Gibson, 1-2-3, three strikeouts back-to-back-to-back in the bottom of the first inning. Nothing across for the Indians, and we'll be back with second inning action coming up after we step out just 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments. LLC and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
The top half of inning number two for the Sayre Spartans. They'll have Robbie Jenkins, Charlie Scoggin, and Reed Beatty come to the plate. 5, 6, and 7 in their batting order. Indians defensively with Eli Leach at first base, Evan Kofer at second, the shortstop Jacob Todd, and Jace Mays at third base. Cooper behind the plate with Cable on the mound in the outfield from left to right. Braden Doerr, Ethan Oberhauser, and Bo Stubblefield in the outfield. And stepping in is Jenkins, and the first pitch is in for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Jenkins, right-handed batter, right-handed throwing Kaba, delivers a breaking pitch, grounded to the third baseman, and Jace Mays up with it on over to Leach. And there is one out here in the top half of inning number two. Here's Scoggin climbing the plate. He's a 429 batter coming into the game. Has six hits. All of them have been singles, has driven in four runs. He's a right-handed batter. First pitch grounded again to Mays at third on the grass. Throws and gets him. And quickly two gone here in the top of the second inning. Reed Beatty will come to the plate. Beatty steps in. 417 batting average. Triple and a home run and seven runs batted in on the season for the right-handed batter. Takes a pitch up high for a ball. A little bit of an open stance as he gets fairly close to the plate, hitting from the right side, as they all have been so far. There's a ball popped up out into center field, hit very high in the air, out into left center, going over and making the catch is Stubblefield, the right fielder. Boy, he really got under that. That ball carried further than I thought it would get, but the wind blowing pretty much, and a 1-2-3 second for Jamin Kaba, and it needed only six pitches in that inning. So we'll quickly go to the bottom half of inning number two. The Indians will have Turner, Leach, and Mays coming to the plate against Gary Gibson when we come back in just a minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
For Lexington Sayre here in the second inning, the defense, Reed Beatty is on at first base. Rice Bailey at second. The shortstop is Lucas Satman. Here is stepping in Rex Turner, the Indians' designated hitter. Right-hand batter takes a strike. Right now, Indians need to go up there with their hitting shoes on. Gibson is throwing strikes. Here's a swing and a miss. And Turner's behind. No balls, two strikes. Gibson had struck out 15 coming into this game. He struck out 15 in six innings, so that tells you what he can do. There's a pitch out of the zone for a ball. You can't do a whole lot better than that. And a swing and a miss, and he's 4-for-4 now. Here's Eli Leach. Leach with a .280 batting average coming in there. Has three doubles on the season. And the first pitch is grounded to the third baseman, but foul outside the bag. Falls down a strike. Mays moves to the on-deck circle. Leach. And in waiting is Gibson. Again, working from the half windup and a swing and a miss. And it's no balls and two strikes. Montgomery County softball team is playing just around the bypass today against Bourbon County. Leach waiting on the 0-2, and he hits it foul off to the right side, and count stays, no balls, two strikes. That was got away from Gibson, came behind Leach. And it's a ball, two strikes. Opening day tomorrow in Cincinnati. Temperature's going to be a little bit better than today, not a lot. 1-2 on the way, and it's way up high. Two balls, two strikes to count. Outfield shaded around a little bit toward right. He's got a big gap out there in left center if he hits it in that gap. Here's the 2-2, and it's down low. And the count runs full at 3-2. Peel down to first base, and Leach did not go around. So a full count from Gibson. He works quickly. That one's low and away, and Montgomery County has its first base runner. So he fell behind 0-2. He fouled off a pitch and then came back to draw the walk.
Number 7, Jace Mays.
Leash at first base, and here is Jace Mays, sophomore third baseman. Mays with a, he's had three hits so far on the season. The first pitch is a curveball hit out of that gap in left center field. If it drops in, it does. Left fielder was actually playing over, well off the line, and it'll be a single, and the Leach will have to hold at second base, but the Indians have their first hit of the game.
Number 2, Ethan Oberhauser.
Ethan Oberhauser bats with one gone and two on for the Indians, the senior center fielder for the Tribe. Steps in, batting right-handed. He has the most even stance you can have, hitting from that right side. Draw a line from toe to toe. Parallel to the plate, and a swing and a miss at a pitch up and in. No balls and a strike. Evan Kofer, freshman, moves on deck. Third baseman, even with the bag, he bunts. Pitcher is going to glove. No place to go but first base to get the second out. So the runners move up, and with two outs, Montgomery County has a couple of men in scoring position.
At the plate, number 34, Evan Kofer.
Here's Evan Kofer coming to the plate. He's had seven hits and 20 at-bats so far. With a double, looking for his first run batted in. Right-handed batting freshman second baseman takes a good breaking pitch. That's a sharp curve that hit the outside corner for strike one. Again, the center fielder continues to, he's over in a little bit into right center field. There's a chopper foul back of the plate, and Gibson gets a hold, gets ahead of Kofer. No balls, two strikes. Bo Stubblefield waiting in the on-deck circle open. He gets a shot here in the bottom of the second inning with no score. But Gibson had the count, and the breaking ball is a bit high. And it's one ball, two strikes. Gibson taking no time at all. He's ready. That pitch is outside, and it's all even at 2-2. Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch on the way from Gibson, way outside, and the count goes to 3-2. Gibson gave up a walk. He gave up a base hit to left center field, the first hit for either team in the game, and now a full count with runners at second and third and two outs. Holds the glove up, takes a little sidestep, and he pitches, and it's a swing and a miss, and the inning is over. Montgomery County, and that is the fifth strikeout in two innings for Gibson. Montgomery County with no runs on a hit, and they leave two. On to the top of the third inning with no score between Montgomery County and Sayre on this Wednesday evening here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. Not too much of a crowd. Everybody kind of crowding down today under the coats and the blankets, trying to stay warm. We'll be back. Third inning action coming up in a minute. When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Prairie Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
We go to the third inning. Bottom two batters, Lucas Satman, the junior shortstop, is in, and strike one coming from Jamin Caba. Bryce Bailey will bat, and then we'll go back to the top of the order here in the top of the third for the Sarah Spartans. And the one strike pitch is a breaking ball in for strike two. So Caba jumps ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes. And there's a ground ball foul outside of first, and the count stays 0-2. Salmon's not a real big guy, and he kind of crouches down, too. He doesn't have a real big strike zone for Caba to work with here. Listed at 5'7", and the pitch is down in the dirt, gets to the backstop, and it's a ball and two strikes. Caba got a lot of action last season, last 2 years really for this Montgomery County team, and he, outstanding infielder. There's a pitch that hangs inside, and the count goes to 2-2. But and a year ago didn't get used a lot as a pitcher, but was very successful when he did pitch. The 2-2, there's a ground ball. Third baseman Jace Mays cuts it off and throws him out. So Mays, the last four batters, three of them have been ground ball outs to Jace Mays at third base. And here is Bryce Bailey, the second baseman, coming up. Bailey steps in and takes ball one. There's a ball hit in the air and hit well into right center field, and that'll be in for extra bases. The throw will come into second base, but not be nearly in time. And Sayre has its first hit of the game, and it comes from the number nine batter in the order, who hits a one ball, no strike pitch out into right center field. The double. And that'll bring Charlie Slayball to the plate. Got hit by a pitch. Left-handed batter. Slayball. Big guy. Batting that leadoff spot. And he rips the ball into right field for a base hit. Charging. Runner is going to come to the plate. And throw does not come in. It'll be 1-0 Sayre. So back-to-back hits. A double and a single here. First two hits of the game for Sayre, and the Spartans are on the board with a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. And that'll bring Gary Gibson to the plate. Hit into a fielder's choice to the shortstop, Jacob Todd, his first time up. Throw over to first, and diving back in is Slayball. Slayball does not have a stolen base. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Tough play, and he gets him out at first. We had to come in well on the grass, right on the line, to feel that little bloop. It wasn't a tough play to field the ball, but he took a really good throw, and he gets him, and there are two outs. And here is Camden Stout, who was out to back to the mound, hitting his first time up there. And the pitch to him is outside for a ball. Travis Smith is on deck. So Sarah, with a run on a couple of hits, has taken a lead here now. Sam Cooper is going to head out to the mound to have a word with Caba. Hey, Jamie McCabe is one of those guys who's just a great competitor. I mean, he would be pretty good probably at anything he did athletically. He's not a great big guy, but he's ready to work. And they throw, bluff throw back to second base. Nobody was covering the bag, but he was well off the bag. And the 1-0 is hit into right center field again. That'll get another run in. That'll be cut off right at the fence. And going into second base safely and sliding is Camden Stout, and it's 2-0. So Sarah with its third hit of the game. And that brings Travis Smith to the plate. Smith was a strikeout victim his first time up. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Pitch just misses outside for a ball. Cabe trying to keep that runner at second base if he can. The way Gibson has looked in the first couple of innings, don't let this team get too far ahead. There's a pitch that's just outside, and it's two balls, no strikes. Smith, the number four hitter in the batting order, with Robbie Jenkins waiting in the on-deck circle. Caber ready with a 2-0, and it's a swing and a miss. 2-1 the count. Caber, long glance at second base. Now he pitches, the ball hit well into center field, but it'll hang up plenty long enough, moving a little bit off to his left to make the play. Out there is Ethan Oberhauser, and the inning is over, but Sayre does break through here in the top of the third inning. They get a couple of runs on three hits, leave a runner on base. No Montgomery County errors, and Indians will see if they can get something going in the bottom of the third inning. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
The Indians now in a two-run deficit as they come to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Bo Stubblefield will lead it off, the freshman. The sophomore. Bo, he's a sophomore playing out in right field, and he'll lead it off, and then we'll be back to Braden Doerr at the top of the order. Gibson through the first two, no runs on a hit, has struck out five and walked a batter. And again, works very quickly. And squaring to bunt and taking a ball is Stubblefield. One ball, no strikes to count. Showed bunt again. This one is way outside, gets to the backstop, and it's 2-0. Stubblefield has batted only six times officially so far this season. Has a hit. and takes this pitch up and in. And it's three balls and no strikes. So Gibson, who has been working quickly and has been finding the strike zone, all of a sudden 3-0 to the leadoff batter here. That pitch is up and in, and it's a four-pitch walk to Stubblefield to lead off the Montgomery County third. Here's Braden Doerr.
Number 9, Braden Doerr.
He struck out his first time up. Right-hand batter. Again, these first two men of the batting order are freshmen for Montgomery County. Gibson comes set. Not too much of a lead at first base, and the pitch is low and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes to count. There's a pitch that misses, and all of a sudden Gibson has been out of the strike zone. Six consecutive pitches, and that'll be enough to get catcher Robbie Jenkins to head out to the mound. Montgomery County will have a day off tomorrow, then they'll travel to Wolf County on Friday. Saturday, Mason County, that game in Maysville, a 1 o'clock game. Now we're going to get Coach coming out to talk to Gibson. And stepping over into stepping near the Montgomery County dugout, Doerr goes over to talk with teammate Jacob Todd while this is going on. Too cold for a long conversation. It's going to break up now. So Doerr, with a two-ball, no-strike count, steps back in, and Gibson, just a glance at first. Again, not much of a lead there. And the runner goes, and the pitch is in for a strike, and the throw to second not in time. Well, he didn't get a Stubblefield, did not get a great jump either, but and a good throw, but Stubblefield is in there. Stubblefield with his first stolen base of the season, showing good speed, and the Indians have a runner in scoring position with a two-ball, one-strike count. That pitch is in for a called strike. And Gibson goes 2-2 to Doerr. Gibson checks second base and now pitches in a curveball that is down in the dirt. And it's a full count of 3-2. And there's another appeal there to the base umpire, but he did not come anywhere close to going around on that pitch. And here we go. Gibson is ready quickly, and the payoff is a swing and a miss, and that is strikeout number 6 in the game for Gary Gibson, and there's one out.
That's right for the Indians, number 0, Jake Todd.
Jacob Todd was called out on strikes his first time up, and I don't think the umpire has been very good on his strike zone after. But, boy, when Todd got one pitch called, it was well outside. But I think the umpire is corrected. That was just a miss. It happened. Swing and a miss. Strike one, the count.
Here, Jake.
Cooper is in the on-deck circle. Even stance in that right-hand batter's box and check swing on a curveball. They say he went too far. And he's down, no balls and two strikes. Gibson, long glance at second in time, asked for and given to Jacob Todd. After the game on Saturday, the Indians will take some days off before traveling to Rockcastle County the next week during spring break week. Runner goes, pitch outside, throw to third is not in time. It was a high throw and the runner, and the count is a ball and two strikes. So Stubblefield, still second and third. And now Todd, waiting on a 1-2 pitch. Check swing, but he went too far. Tried to hold up and couldn't, and that's the second out of the inning. And strikeout number seven. Here's Sam Cooper. Cooper was called out on strikes. Indians don't have their first district game until April the 8th when Clark County will be the opponent in Winchester. There's a pitch that breaks down low for a ball. Cooper can continue the inning. Rex Turner will bat. There's a little number right side, the second baseman, easy play, gloves and throws, and the inning is over. So Gibson able to get away with a one-out walk and a couple of stolen bases. Bottom of the third, the Indians with no runs, no hits, and a runner left on base. We've completed three innings here today at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. Sarah Spartans with a 2-0 lead when we come back in just a minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
David Cable ready to go to work on Robbie Jenkins, Charlie Scoggin, and Reed Beatty here in the top half of inning number four. Spartans with two runs, three hits, no errors and two left. The Indians, no runs on a hit. They played airless baseball and left three on base. Scoggin came into the game a .429 batting average, was a strikeout victim, Jenkins, who leads it off. He grounded out to third his first time up and came in with a .500 batting average, 8 of 16 on the season. So these are two guys that have had success early in this season as Cava tries to go to work on them here in the top half of inning number four. Jenkins, junior catcher, hits from that right side, and Cava's first pitch is down a little bit low for a ball. One ball, no strikes to count. There's a swing and a miss. Pitch that was on the outside part of the plate. One ball, one strike to count. Gave a big sidestep toward first base, and a breaking pitch is over the inside corner for a called strike two. That's a good pitch right there. You don't want to leave that one out over the heart of the plate, but perfect where it was. This one is way outside. Evens the count up at two balls, two strikes. That was a Bob Uecker, just a bit outside. Here comes the two-ball, two-strike pitch from Cava, and it's hit on a line, gloved by Mays at third base, diving toward the bag, makes the play. And there's one gone here in the top of the fourth inning. That is the fifth defensive play for Mays at third base, and we're only in the fourth inning. Here's Scoggin, takes a strike. He grounded out to Mays, his first time up. Beatty is on deck. Breaking pitch, hangs inside for a ball. Skogin gave up on that pitch real early, and then didn't quite come back in to get the strike zone. There's a chopper foul back of the plate. And it's a ball, two strikes. Skogin thought it might have been chopped into fair territory. He's going to retreat now and get his bat back. Sarah Athletic Program, another terrific football season for the Spartans. Football and baseball are two really good sports for Sayre right now. There's a ball chopped foul outside of third to keep the count at one ball and two strikes. K-ball, J glove up in front of his face, and now he has the sign, and he deals, and that's a strike. Caught him on the outside corner for a called strike three. That's strikeout number two for Jamin Kaba. And here is Reed Beatty. Hit a fly ball that was caught out in right center. His first time up. Pitches up high to him for ball one. Here's a pitch fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. After they went over Montgomery County, Sarah has, they played in the 11th Region All-A Classic and beat Frankfort Christian and Model 15-0, 12-0 back-to-back. There's a pitch for strike two. And then beat Frankfort 16-12, lost to Dunbar 4-1 for their one loss in the season coming in here. Then beat Troy of Ohio 10-4, the Troy Trojans. 2-2 the count, and that is in for a call strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts, back-to-back call third strikes for Kaba. It's a 1-2-3 fourth inning. Nothing across for Sarah. We're midway through this Wednesday evening game here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. Spartans lead at 2-0. Indians will have 4, 5, and 6 in their batting order coming up when we return in just a minute.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Bottom half of inning number four, Rex Turner, Eli Leach, Jace Mays will bat for the Indians here as they see if they can get something going against Gary Gibson, who has had seven strikeouts. Indians have hit only one ball out of the infield through the first three innings against him. That was a base hit to left center by Mays. There's a pitch that's in for a called strike. Tough pitch right there. Buried a fastball right at the knees on the outside corner to Rex Turner. Right-hand batter. That one's down low, and it's one ball, one strike. Sarah's getting ready to head down to Fort Walton Beach, Florida, for the Fort Walton Beach Bash, they call it, during the spring break. There's a good breaking pitch that really fooled Turner, and it's a ball and two strikes. That one had a sharp break to it, came back in over the plate. 1-2 the count. Another breaking ball swung on and missed. strikeout number 8 in the game for Gibson. Eli Leach got a walk and ended up being stranded at third base back in the second inning. Right-hand batter ready and waiting, and here's a pitch foul back. Leach, more than any batter today, pretty much, or as much as anybody, seems to really be on Gibson. He seems to be reading him pretty well. See if he can get it in play, and that's a curveball that stayed inside a little bit. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike with one out. There's a breaking ball that swung on and missed. And it's a ball and two strikes. Gibson again, he is. There's a curveball, bounced to the third baseman who charges and gloves and throws in time for the out. And the only thing I can tell you right there is, only because I'm got the line on it, he came off the base, first base there, way too soon with that ball. I mean, the umpire could have easily, you don't want him to stay on too long, but that, well, he was off the base really fast. Two outs. Here comes Mays to the plate, has the Indians hit in the game, a base hit into left center field, right end batter. Doesn't crowd the plate, very even stance hitting from the right side. And a ground ball that will be into right field. He got by the first baseman. He got by the second baseman. And Mays is a two-out base runner.
Back to the point of the crowd. Number 2, Ethan Oberhauser.
Here's Ethan Oberhauser, who sacrificed his first time up to get runners to second and third, but the Indians left him stranded there. Oberhauser is going to head to the mountains to continue his baseball career next season. There's a pitch that's way upstairs for a ball. He's going to go to Alice Lloyd College, which is in Pippa Passes, just outside of a fascinating school that has produced so many outstanding people there in eastern Kentucky. Quite a story at Alice Lloyd, what they've done for a lot of young people. Throw to first, and just getting back in is Mays. Mays has stolen three bases in four attempts on the season. Another throw over, he dives back in. So Gibson trying to keep Mays close. Takes the lead, not quite to the cutout. Gibson is ready. Comes to the belt. Pitches, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike, the count. With two outs, runner at first base. Evan Kofer waiting in the on-deck circle. Pitches low and away. Two balls and a strike. Again, breeze blowing out toward right field. Here's a swing and a miss. And a pitch that was up in the letters, and the count goes even. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2, a check swing, and he went too far for strike three, and the inning is over. Strikeout number 9 in four innings. Indians, no runs on a hit, and they leave a runner on base. We are through four innings. 2-0, Sarah with the lead. Sarah will have 8-9-1 in their batting order coming up when we move on to inning number 5 right after this one-minute timeout.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment,
sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
David Cabo trying to keep the Indians close here as we move to the top half of inning number five. Spartans getting a two spot on the board back in the third inning when they got a couple of doubles and a base hit. The only three hits they've had in the game against Cabo. It started with the second batter that will come to the plate this inning, and Bryce Bailey, but Lucas Sadman leads it off. Junior shortstop. Cabo is ready, and he pitches, and it's just a little bit low for a ball. Here's a ground ball outside of third, foul. Evens the count of 1-1. Cabo throwing 49 pitches through the first four innings, and on a day like today, that's good. You don't want a guy to have to throw a ton of pitches on a day like today. Here's the 1-1, and that's a curveball that goes outside. It's 2-1. Ground ball. And there, once again, the third baseman, Mays, cuts it off, throws him out. One gone here in the top of the fifth. He is now at third base, made six plays in the game at third base. Chopper foul at the plate by Bailey. Bailey hit the ball well out into right center field for a double to start the two-run inning. Right-hand batter. Curveball is over the inside corner for strike two. See if he keeps the ball inside again. Doesn't give him anything out over the plate to hit. We're here at no balls, two strikes. Curveball, he pops it foul. It goes back out of play, and the count stays at 0-2. Temperature here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field at 50 degrees right now. Pitch is just outside. One ball, two strikes. Good waste pitch. Wasn't that far off the plate, but he didn't chase it. Here's the 1-2. Curveball is hit high in the air to shallow center field, racing in, and it's going to drop in for a hit. Racing out was Jacob Todd. Racing in was Montgomery County center fielder Ethan Overhauser, and it hit right between them.
Center fielder number four, Slaybaugh.
So we've got a one-out base runner. And here is Charlie Slaybaugh, who has been hit by a pitch and singled a drive and a run to left field. Throw over to first. Slaybaugh hit the ball to right field. Another throw over quickly, but diving back in is Bailey. Here's a pitch that's, wow, just missed inside with that one. One ball, no strikes. One and oh the count. Big left-handed batter. Cabo comes set. Runner not going. Curveball is taken for a strike. One ball, one strike. Gibson, the pitcher, is in the on-deck circle. We play here in the top of the fifth, and Sear with a 2-0 lead. Throw over to first again, just diving back in is Bailey. Sear now is out hit Montgomery County 4-2. That pitch is... It hit him. I don't know. I couldn't see any contact made, but they say it hit him. Boy, it was the least little tick that you could have. That's the second time he's been hit by a pitch. And so now Gibson bats, hit into a fielder's choice and bounced out to third, and the pitch is way outside, and that'll get the runners up in scoring position with one out. I'm still kind of scratching my head on that hit batsman to the last batter. The thing about it was it came through to the catcher so cleanly. That pitch is up high, and it's two balls, no strikes. But the umpire's right there, and he obviously could see the tick. There's a strike over the outside corner. Two balls and a strike to count. Cable with one out in the inning. He could use a strikeout here. Number two batter in the order. Cooper sets up outside, and the pitch is hit high in the air to deep center field. Going back, and it's going to drop right at the fence. And that'll get a couple of runs in. The runner in at second base. Boy, that ball really carried. They hit that ball high, and it really carried out there. It didn't get out, and now we've got out there. Hopefully, Oberhauser is okay. He ran into the fence trying to make that play, and they are on the way to make sure that he is okay, and he is down out there in center field. We got a break in the action. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Sayre with a 4-0 lead now. And we'll step out. We'll be back in 90 seconds. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Oberhauser is up and apparently okay to stay in the game as coaches head back to the dugout now. So Sayre with hits number 4 and 5 in the game here in the top of the fifth, and they've stretched the lead to 4-0. And a runner still at second base with only one out. And Camden Stout, who doubled to right center field his first time up to, or his second time up to drive in a run. He's 1-for-2 on the day. will bat against Cava. And we're ready to play. Gibson will lead from second base. He's got the big glove on his right hand that we are using now. There's a pitch that's down low for a ball. Travis Smith is the on-deck batter for the Sarah Spartans. Cava comes set and bluffs the throw back to second base. Steps off the pitching rubber before spinning and throwing. One ball pitch is down in the dirt, and it's 2-0. Cava coming into this game had worked only 3 1/3 innings this season so far, so he's into the fifth inning today. That pitch is down low, and it's 3-0. So Stout, a pitch away from becoming a base runner here with only one out. That one's up high, and it's a four-pitch walk. And Sarah has runners at first and second.
Back third baseman, number 24, Smith.
Here's Travis Smith, who has struck out and flied to center field in his two trips. Indians with one out looking for a double play ball. Little part of that infield. Cava delivers, runner goes to third, throw to third, and it's a little bit high, and the runners are able to move up. One strike to count, so two more runners in scoring position with only one out, and now Cava could really need a strikeout, line into a double play, chopper at the plate, and that's going to be a base hit. No, they throw, and oh, what a scoop. They get the out at first base in the runner's hole. What a scoop out by Eli Leach at first base on the throw. And there are two outs. I didn't think they'd even try to make a play, to be honest with you. Two outs, and here is Robbie Jenkins, who has bounced to third and then hit a little line drive. Jace Mays diving toward the line. Caught the soft liner. He's 0 for 2, pitches outside for a ball. Cava comes set. Good leads for the runners. Pitches chopped foul, and it's one ball, one strike, the count. Indians will be in the bottom part of their batting order when they come to the plate. In the home half of this fifth inning, Cooper hangs the sign. Breaking ball's in for a strike, and it's one ball, two strikes. Cava a pitch away now from ending this fifth inning, stranding those two runners out there. And the pitch is hit out into right field, and that will drop for a base hit. That'll be extra base hits. It'll be 6-0. Heading into second base safely, and Jenkins with a two-out, two-run double stretches the Sarah lead to 6-0. So a four-run inning going, and now the batter is Charlie Scoggin, who has bounced to third and been called out on strikes. Jenkins, the catcher. We do have a courtesy runner in for Sayre at second base. First pitch is fouled back for a strike. Timely inning by Sayre. They have plated three of their six runs with two outs in the game so far. Cava Throws to second base, but safely back in. Not by much is Jenkins, or the courtesy runner. Outfield pretty straight away. Big gap in right center. Swing and a miss. And it snowballs two strikes to Scoggin. Reed Beatty, the on-deck hitter for the Sarah Spartans. Right-hand batter waiting. Lays that bat on his back shoulder. Cocks it and chops it third. And Mays gloves and he throws. And that's another out. And the inning is over. But Sarah, in the top of the fifth inning, does come up with four runs on three hits, and they leave a runner on base. Bottom of the fifth on the way, and we'll return with that in just a minute.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, four McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
It's the home half of inning number five now as Evan Colfer will lead it off. Post double field, bottom part of the order, then we'll go back to Braden Doerr at the top. Colfer was a strikeout victim back in the second inning. And in the batting order, Leach has walked and grounded out. Mays has the two singles for Montgomery County. And Stubblefield walked his first time up. Six of the batters have been a part of the nine strikeouts Gibson has gotten so far. In the first pitch to Colfer is taken upstairs for a ball. And he has looked for base runners here in the home half of inning number five. Here's a swing and a miss at a good fastball. One ball, one strike. A clear and cold Wednesday afternoon here. There's a swing and a miss at a pitch that was a little bit up and in, and it's a ball and two strikes. Third baseman will back up a couple of steps now, and Colfer waits on the 1-2. He fouls it away to stay alive. Again, the Indians they've not been able to put any pressure on the defense, really. The only pressure on Gibson was back in the second inning. There's a ground ball to the shortstop who has to charge, and it's off his glove, and Colfer will reach on an error. Was going to be a tough play, but the Indians have the leadoff runner on, and Evan Colfer here, and here's Stubblefield. He walked and got as far as third base. Got stranded there. Colfer. Pitch is taken high for a ball. One ball, no strikes to count. Good fastball from Gibson. There's a pitch that is hit high in the air out of the right center field, and it will be caught. Good job of base running there at first base by Colfer to get far enough where it hit. He had a chance to get to second base, even in right center field, but able to get back, and that's the first out of the inning. That brings Braden Doerr to the plate. He has been up twice and struck out both times. Indians have not been able to get base runners on the top of batting order. The top four spots in eight at-bats, seven strikeouts. There's a little ball hit out in front of the plate, and the pitcher fields and throws him out to get the runner to second base. So the Indians have a runner in scoring position with two outs. And here's Jacob Todd, who has been up twice, and he has struck out both times. Once called, once swinging for the right-handed batting freshman shortstop. First pitch to him is hit high in the air. On the infield, the shortstop almost right in his tracks makes the play to end the inning. So on the bottom of the fifth, Indians with no runs, no hits. There was an error and a runner left on base, and we have completed five with Sarah leading at 6-0, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
We're in the top of the sixth inning, and it'll be Reed Beatty, Lucas Satman, and the number nine batter, Bryce Bailey, to face Kaba here in the top of the sixth inning. Spartans have scored six runs. They've had just six hits in the game to get those six runs. Kaba has, well, two of the runners that scored, Kaba put on, one with a hit batsman that, boy, he just barely nicked him, and one with a walk to put a couple of runners on base. And but Sarah has, they've hit the ball to right field. Right center field has been the spot for them most of the time on these. They actually have four doubles in the game, and all have been to center and right field. Here's Beatty, who has flied to right and been called out on strikes. Right-handed batting first baseman who steps in against Kaba. And the first pitch to him here in the sixth is taken just high for a ball. This pitch will be Kaba's 80th of the game after that long fifth inning. And that pitch is just a little bit upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. See if he can work through this bottom part of the order here in quick fashion. Breaking ball is in for a strike. So a threw him a two-ball, no-strike breaking pitch and got it over. There's a ball hit high in the air out into right center field. Well hit, and that ball is going to bounce to the fence. Again, boy, that ball hangs up there for seemingly a long time and really carried. And in at second base, with yet another double for the Spartans, is Reed Beatty. Lucas Satman, junior shortstop, will bat, and he has twice bounced out to Jace Mays at third base. Cooper goes out and has a word with his pitcher, Jamin Kaba, and settled back in behind the plate. Kevin Clary, the coach for Sarah. He does not man the. Yeah, I think he is down in the third base coaching box. Here's a pitch taken. The runner goes to third, and he showed bunt. They just kind of played the Indians into getting the runner onto third base with nobody out there. Squared a bunt, had no intention, I don't think, of bunting. But Mays had to cover. He got the freshman at shortstop, and easy chance for the runner to read the shortstop and come on to third base. One ball, the count. There's a pitch fouled away. 1-1 the count. Sandman batting with Bailey in the on-deck circle. Cable working from the stretch with a runner at third. Pitches and misses outside. Two balls and a strike, the count. Cable comes to the stretch position, and there's the bunt, first base side. Runner will score. They'll make the play at first. Drop the ball, but they picked it up and got him. Second baseman able to grab that ball in an alert play out there was the freshman Kofer to make sure they get the out, but the run does score, so sacrifice. 3-4, run batted in, 7-0 now, and here's Bailey, who has doubled and singled and scored twice, hitting in the ninth position, and a curveball hangs inside. One ball, no strikes. We'll go to the top of the batting order with Slaybaugh ready to bat next. Here's a pitch in for a strike. Kamer really seems to have, you know, he's had pretty good control, good command. The breaking ball has been okay. It's here's a strike, and it's 1-2. You know, you kind of think that on a little bit warmer day, and you get a little more velocity, and there's a pitch, a breaking ball that just goes a little bit low, and it's two balls, two strikes. And he misses there, and we count goes full. Three balls, two strikes to Bailey with one out. Nobody on here in the top of the sixth, and a swing and a miss. Cable gets the second out.
Back to the top of the lineup for the Spartans, center fielder, number 4, Slaybaugh.
That is Cable's third strikeout of the game. And here is Slaybaugh, who has twice been hit by a pitch and is singled. That one was behind him, but it didn't hit him. One ball, no strikes. Slaybaugh is the left-hand batter in the batting order and a big guy. And he rips it past Leach down the right field line, and he's headed into second base, and he'll be in there safely with a double. That ball was sharply hit. So runner at second base with two outs, and here is Gary Gibson, the pitcher. Gibson has hit into a fielder's choice. He has bounced out to third. He has double in a pair of runs with two outs back in the fourth inning. Cable ready to work to him and pitches low and away. One ball, no strikes. Cable works to him, and that pitch is in for a strike. Took a little something off that one, and it's one ball, one strike, the count. Gibson, just a sophomore. The pitch hits the outside corner, and it's one ball, two strikes. Was not a real good pitch to hit up at the top of the zone on the outside part of the plate. Here comes the one ball, two strike pitch from Jamin Cable, and it's fouled away. Keep the count at a ball and two strikes. Reds opening the season tomorrow in Cincinnati against the Washington Nationals. 4:10 starting time for the first pitch, and remember, you'll be able to hear those games on 96.3 FM, our Morehead station, and there's a swing and a miss. And the inning is over. So Cabo with a couple of strikeouts in the inning, but a run in for Sayre. Run on two hits. They leave a runner. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Sayre with a 7-0 advantage over the Montgomery County Indians when we come back here in just 1 minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Owen Murphy, a junior, is now pitching for Sayre. Murphy has been in two games. He's worked five innings, a 1-0 record, a 4.20 earned run average, eight strikeouts in five innings, so he has had a good strikeout going too. As Murphy, right-hander on the mound. Game Gibson, five innings, no runs, two hits, struck out nine, walked a couple. And now Murphy comes on to try to finish up over these next two innings. Let's see if the Indians can get something going. Sam Cooper has been called out on strikes and hit a ground ball to the second baseman. 0 for 2 in the game, right-hand batter stepping in. Then Rex Turner and Eli Leach to follow. Murphy, a tall, he's 6'2", the big right-hander, deals, and it's in for a called strike. Boy, a good fastball with the knees to start things off. You had to be a low ball hitter to want that one. It was right down on the knees. That pitch is over the outside corner, and no balls and two strikes. Point the game down 7-0 at the bottom of the sixth. You'd like to take a pitch, make him throw a strike, but he's come right out and thrown a couple of strikes to begin. And the pitch is outside, and it's 1-2. Murphy has a black glove that has green on it, which I think is a terrible distraction. And here's a ball hit into center field, and well hit, and that'll be over the head of the center fielder. Cooper is going to race into second base. He's going to go on to third base as it was bobbled a little bit out there, and he will be in at third base as the ball comes in. Sam Cooper with, we'll call it a triple to center field. Here's Rex Turner, in his third hit of the game, and Turner has struck out twice in his two at-bats. So a runner at third with nobody out. And Murphy pitches, and the ball is hit high in the air and foul over toward the Sayre dugout first base line. It gets back out of play for strike one. Spartans have out-hit the Indians now 8-3 in the game, but outscoring them 7-0. And Murphy's pitch is taken for a strike on the outside corner. Well, those are good pitches. No balls, two strikes. But Cooper able to hit a one-ball, two-strike pitch for the three-base hit. Turner waits on the 0-2, up and in. Ball and two strikes. I would question that glove just to, you can have different colors are one thing. The pitch is down low in a way, 2-2. But when the pitcher comes off the mound with that multicolored glove and that hand drops down toward first base, it is a distraction to me as a batter, I think. He fouls it back. Count holds it 2-2. I'm sure the coach Leary down the Sarah dugout would say, no, Dan, you're all wrong. No distraction at all. Here comes the 2-2. And a ground ball that will get a run in. Second baseman gloves and throws him out, but it's 7-1. The Indians get on the board. RBI for Turner. Here's Eli Leach, who has walked, rounded to third. And Rex Turner gets his first run batted in on the season with that ground ball. Pitch to Leach, ground to the third baseman, right down the line, gloves it right in front of the bag, and the throw is not in time. He's able to beat it out. That'll be a base hit for Eli Leach. So the Indians have a base runner with two out, with one out, and here's Jace Mays. Mays has singled to left center. He's singled on a ball that had seeing eyes. Got by the first baseman. The second baseman just diving for it into right field. Mays bats here with one on and one out and a run in the bottom of inning number six. Murphy delivers, and he takes the pitch outside for a ball. Good eye there. That was a breaking pitch that started on the edge of the plate and broke outside before it got there. One ball, no strikes to count. That's a pitch that's down and in, and it's 2-0. Overhauser waits in the on-deck circle. That's a pitch that's in for a strike, and it's 2-1, and Mays doing what you do right there. Down 7-1 in the late innings, you take a pitch, you take a strike. You need base runners. 2-1, and that one is down low, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike to Mays. The hitter's pitch, and that's a balk. No, it's, you're going to come back and bat. It's not a, the pitch does not count, so Mays, the pitch came in, it was going to be ball four, but the balk supersedes the pitch on the call, and moving on to second base is Eli Leach, and now still a three ball, one strike count on Mays. Now Murphy just steps off to make Leach go back to second base. Try to get as much lead as he can for a base hit. That pitch is strike two on that pitch. And the count is 4-3-2. Just barely hitting the outside corner. So the count is full. Here comes the 3-2. Glance at second. The pitch is fouled off. That was a pitch that was well out of the zone, but Mays fouls it off to stay alive, not taking any chances. Murphy ready. That pitch is outside for ball four. So Mays works a walk on base for the third time in the game.
Number two, Ethan Overhauser.
Overhauser bats. He has sacrificed and struck out in his two trips. 0 for 1 officially. Kofor is on deck. Indians in the bottom part of the batting order now. 7, 8, 9, but Overhauser, senior, one of their more experienced players and a good guy to have up there right now, takes a pitch low and away for a ball. Murphy Gave up a triple, ground out to get the run in, a single, and a walk. That pitch is off the plate outside, and it's two balls, no strikes. Well, we're batting in the bottom half of inning number six. That pitch is in for a strike. And the right thing to do, take a strike. It's 2-1. Indians are still down 7-1, but they have a couple of runners on. And see if they can keep this rally going here in the home sixth. That pitch is down low. And the count is 3-1. Ball got just briefly away from the catcher. Leach hanging on at second base. Making the right decision there. Here we go with the 3-1 pitch on the way from Murphy. And the ball is hit high and foul back off to the right side. And the count is full again. Second full count a row. Three balls and two strikes. We bat in the bottom of the sixth, and the inning, the game now about an hour and 40 minutes old this evening at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. That one's way outside. There's another walk, and the bases are loaded. And Coach Leary is on his way to the mound right now as Evan Kofer gets ready to come to the plate. Discussion going on, and I kind of sense this is just all the infielders and catcher are out there, but this is just get the ball over the plate. Let our defense work right here more than anything else, as he's given up back-to-back walks to load the bases. And the coach heads back to the dugout. So now coming to the plate is Evan Kofer, and Kofer reached on an error his last time up there and struck out. He's 0 for 2 officially. We got a pinch hitter. We got Lambert coming to the plate. Lambert, Raylan Lambert batting here with the bases loaded. He bunts and it's foul back of the plate. Strike one. Lambert is batting for only the third time this season. Down a strike to Murphy. Murphy's ready, and one strike pitch, and he swings and fouls it straight back out of play. And it's 0-2. One out. Stubblefield is waiting in the on-deck circle. Lambert trying to see if he can just put the ball in play right here and make something happen with the Indians down 7-1. That pitch is outside. And it's a ball and two strikes. One and two the count. He's working from the full windup, giving runners a good lead. A swing and a miss, a good breaking pitch. And that's the second out of the inning. So Bo Stubblefield here in the bottom of the sixth. Bats with the bases loaded and two outs. He has walked and flied out to right. The sophomore facing Murphy on the mound. And the first pitch is low and away for a ball. Braden Doerr waiting in the on-deck circle. One 0 pitch is swung on and missed.
Bounce back.
One ball, one strike the count. Break-even pitch is taken for a strike two. 1-2 the count. Stubblefield again is one of three sophomores, three freshmen and three sophomores in the Indians starting lineup. And the pitch is fouled straight back. He stays alive at a ball, two strikes. Every at bat important here early in this season for these young Montgomery County players. They try to get ready for district play. And the 1-2, swing and a miss, and the inning is over. So Murphy comes back to leave the bases loaded here with back-to-back strikeouts. The Indians get a run on a couple of hits, leave three on base. We'll go to the seventh with Sayre leading it 7-1. We're back in a minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Top half of inning number seven, it'll be 3, 4, and 5 to bat for the Sayre Spartans. Sayre through six with seven runs. They've had eight hits, have committed an error and left four on base. Montgomery County, a run, four hits, no errors, and they've left eight runners on base in the game. And for Montgomery County now, the Indians will make a pitching change. And it's, she was coming on for the Tribe here to pitch. It is Rex Turner, the sophomore who's going to work on the mound.
It's top of the seventh. Leading off the Sayre, right there.
Turner is pitching for the first time this season. He faces the heart of the batting order, 3, 4, and 5. Turner had been the designated hitter. And now we'll go on to pitch. He's the ninth pitcher Montgomery County has used so far in this, their ninth game of the season. By the way, Kevin Leary, the Sayre coach, is down in the third base coaching box. No, he's not. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is not him out there. First pitch is low and away for a ball. So Kaba's day is done with six innings. Again, gave up seven runs on eight hits. On a cold day, I really thought he pitched pretty well. There's a pitch that is down low, and it's two balls, no strikes. Turner, just a sophomore, big right-hander, turns and throws, and that one's inside, and it's 3-0. Very difficult, and there the geese go flying. There are nine geese flying out there, and the pitch is in for a strike, and it's 3-1. As they say, you know why when in a flock of geese, as the pitch to 3-1 is up and in for ball four. So Stout is a leadoff base runner to bring Smith to the plate. There is always one of the bands that has one more geese in it. And you know the reason for that? Just because there's always one more geese. and an even number of geese in every flock. And with a lead goose, you got to have one that's uneven. There's a pitch missing away. Smith has struck out, fly to center, and been thrown out by the catcher on a nice play. One ball, no strikes. Swing and a miss. Turner showed a pretty good fastball right there. One ball, one strike the count. We don't have the gun going to know. But nobody's going to throw it real hard today, you hope, on a cold day like this. Pitch is a little bit down, and it's two balls and a strike the count. Stout leading at first base. There's a strike. 2-2 the count. Smith is the third baseman. In a left, I think earlier I said there was only one left-handed batter in the lineup. But this is a pinch hitter. That's what this is. Low and away, and it's full count of 3-2. My apologies. We get a. This is Walt Cowles. Walt Cowles is the pinch hitter, and he is a left-handed batter. He's looking at a 3-2 count. Turner delivers and a swing and a foul pop up that will get back out of play, and the count will hold at 3-2. So he got 2 runs in the third inning and then broke through for 4 runs in the fifth, 1 in the 6th. Throw over to first, and they almost got him. Bang, bang play at first. Considering that Kaba had only been in like, had only worked 3 1/3 innings coming in here, I think another, really a pretty good outing for him, even though it looks like he'll take the loss in this game. Runner goes, pitches outside, and no need to make a throw. We've got back-to-back walks leading off the seventh inning, and that'll bring Robbie Jenkins to the plate. Now we got another pinch hitter. This will be Brody Beal, B-E-A-L-L. So we're going to have a little conference to come out and settle Rex Turner down and see if we can just get strikes more than anything. He's throwing the ball pretty well. I mean, he hadn't been throwing the ball to the backstop or anything, just hadn't been able to hit the strike zone. We'll be back. Well, they're coming already. They're already breaking up that conference. And stepping in is Brody Beal. B-E-A-L-L is, they said Butler on the public address. They may have a different, they have a roster sheet that I don't have. I've got a lineup that says it's Beal. He fouls the first pitch back for a strike. Count is no balls and a strike. And that pitch is just down and in. 1-1. And the pitch is up high. And it's 2-1. I actually do think this is Beal. No, it's, I don't know. They have Butler as 5'9". They have Beal as 5'8". It may not be either one of them. I don't know. On their roster sheet, but right-hand batter. And there's a ball hit in left center field for a base hit. And that'll get a run in. And they throw coming into third base. And Sarah with an 8-1 lead on the base hit. They'll have runners at first and second. That's hit number 9 in the game for the Spartans. Here is Charlie Scoggin coming to the plate, or it's going to be somebody else. I do not have a number 44 on my sheet for the Spartans, so pitch to him is Elliot. Elliot is at the plate. One ball, no strike count to him. Turner comes set, pitches. Low and in is 2 balls, no strikes. And we're going to get a conference at the mound. Is Turner having trouble finding the strike zone? And we'll be right back here after we step out just 1 minute.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Eli Leach is pitching now for Montgomery County. Eli, a little senior who has been at first base. They list him at 5'8", 220. And he's a right-hand thrower. And the one thing he normally does is what Turner was struggling to do is get the ball over the plate. But there's ball three. So a 3-ball, no strike count to Elliott. And that one's just off the plate outside. And we got the bases loaded here. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. And now And it's Williams coming to the plate. Brennan Williams, a junior. So, swing and a miss. The first pitch. So, Coach Leary getting an opportunity to get players into the game here. Leach trying to see if he can put out the fire in the top of the seventh. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's 0-2 the count. Bases loaded, a run in, it's 8-1, and that one's outside. 1-2. Leach pitching from the full windup with the bases loaded. And there's a ground ball to the shortstop who will glove it to second for one. Back to, he didn't make the throw at first, and a run scores to make it 9-1. So there's one out, and now runners at first and third. The batter now is Jack O'Daniel, a junior. Of course, all the defensive players can go back in for Sayre if they choose in the bottom of the seventh inning. The reentry rules. Pitch low and away, and it's two balls, no strikes. And it's down low, and it's 3-0. So Eli's kind of struggling. His shadows have fallen across the infield, and he comes in with a pitch that's just a little bit high for a ball. Didn't miss by much with that one, and the bases are loaded again. They say this batter is Lake Brennan, played down, and he's taken ball one. No place to put him. There's a strike. It's 9-1. We're in the top of the seventh, and a good time for the Indians to get out of this thing. Here's a ball ripped into left field, and that will hit for a base hit. A run scores. They'll hold the runner at third base, and a good throw coming in from out in left field for Montgomery County by Braden Dorr. And here is Beal coming to the plate. So it's 10-1. Pitch misses for ball. Temperature's now down to 46 degrees as that sun goes down. There's a ball hit well out into center field and going over and making the play. The runner tags at third base and comes on home to make it 11-1. And there are two outs. We're waiting on a batter, I think. I don't know what we're waiting on, but two outs here in the top of the seventh inning, and Leach just continuing to stay loose with runners at first and second. And coming to the plate for Sarah is going to be Reagan is going to be at the plate. Pitch is taken up high for a ball. Well, this is a game that it's really moved rather quickly along. It's 11-1. It doesn't seem like an 11-1 game, to be honest with you. But Sarah has, they put the ball in play pretty well. The Indians have not had errors. That hasn't been the case. But here now some walks here. There's a ball hit into center field, and that will be dropping in for a base hit. That'll allow another run to score. Throw to third is just a little bit late, and it does allow the runner to get into second base. And the Spartans have batted around here in the seventh inning. And runners at second and third. And there's a ball hit into right field, and that'll be a base hit, and that'll get another couple of runs in. And ball is bobbled out there, and as the throw came in, and they'll get the runner on to second base. And it is 14-1. with a runner at second base. And so Sarah having a big time now. The Spartans are sending everybody to the plate. Again, the pitch gets away from Cooper, and the runner goes on to third base. We have two outs here in the top of the seventh, but Sarah has put seven runs on the board. Chopper right back to the mound. Leach will glove. He will throw to first, and the inning is over finally. But again, seven runs in the seventh inning on only four hits. And the Spartans leave a runner on base. So we'll go to the bottom of the seventh. It's Sayre 14, Montgomery County 1, and we'll be right back here for the bottom of the seventh coming up in just 1 minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
So we move on to the bottom of the seventh inning now. Sayre breaking the game really wide open. They've had 14 runs, and now have had a dozen hits. Just an error. Have only left five men on base. The Indians, just a run, four hits, no errors. The Indians have left eight runners on base. Montgomery County with the top of the batting order coming up.
Leading off for the Indians, number 9, Brayden Gore.
This is the first time I have had a chance to see Montgomery County, and to be honest with you, with you know, with the nine starters really that were lost last year, when you have an entire team wiped out, and I think this has not been a bad effort for the Indians. It looks terrible on the board at 14-1, but Gore takes a pitch in for a strike. We have a new pitcher out there for Sayre. Lake Brennan, and the pitch is swung on for a strike. He kicks, he deals, and it's fouled away. 1-2. He pitches, and that misses way up and away. The pitcher now is, it's Charlie Slayball. Slayball is pitching and here in this seventh inning. Misses on a couple of pitches that are out and away, and it's two balls, two strikes. Dore, then Todd, then Cooper to bat here. Bottom of the seventh. Swing and a miss. Dore, a strikeout victim. Strikeouts are probably more worrisome than anything in this game for the Indians, but again, these guys have thrown the ball pretty well for Sayre. Pitch, the lefty throws it in for a strike. That's a tough pitch right there on Todd, who popped out to short his last time up. He's 0-3. Swing and a miss, big rip at a high fastball. Oh, and to the count. That one's down and in. Big sweeping breaking ball. 1-2 the count. Indians are going to drop to 3-6. Sayre will go to 6-1 on the season. That pitch is down and in. All even at two balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss for the second out. So back-to-back strikeouts here, and that's 13 in the game for Montgomery County. Here's Sam Cooper. Cooper tripled and scored the run for the Indians. Led off last inning against the first relief pitcher, and there's a breaking ball taken for a strike, and that one didn't get there, but it was called a strike, and no balls and a strike. Just didn't quite make it, but there's another one, and that one in about the same spot as 1-1. One ball, one strike to Cooper. A little bit of an open stance for the senior catcher. Big rip at a fastball that was down in the corner outside, and it's one ball, two strikes. Pitch away. Slayball can end this game. Big breaking ball hangs way outside. Two balls and two strikes. And a 2-2. Swung on and missed, and the inning is over. So Slayball comes in. The lefty gets three strikeouts. And that's it. Sarah 14, Montgomery County 1 today. We'll be back to wrap it up here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field after we step out for 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Sarah wins it. Their sixth win in seven games this season, and they get 14 runs on 12 hits, commit only one error, and leave five runners on base. The Indians' numbers were a run, four hits, no errors, eight runners left on base. Again, Cooper had the triple and scored the run. Montgomery County, Eli Leach had a base hit, and Jace Mays had a pair of singles and walked. He was perfect on the day at 2-for-2. Again, it's a Montgomery County team that has three freshmen, three sophomores in the starting lineup. It's a young team, and the Indians have got a lot of work to do to try to be competitive. But I thought Cable worked pretty well. It started the game, and during the time he was in there, looked like he's a guy who can get some innings and pitch the Indians to where he can keep them in games. Again, these young batters have got to get a lot of reps before against this against varsity pitching right now, but it'll happen, and we'll be back. Our next game for our listeners is probably going to come up a week from Monday. A week from Monday, when the Indians are going to be at Clark County, they only play. I know it will be. They're away on Friday at Wolf County, then Mason County away on Saturday, Rockcastle County on the 5th, and, of course, spring break coming up, and they'll play at Clark County on April the 8th. And I will not be there, but our broadcasting crew from Winchester will be on hand for that game, and hope you'll plan on joining them. And Jeff West will be live in the studio that night, so always a pleasure to have Jeff along, and that's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks to all of our great sponsors. Thanks for joining us again. An easy win for Sayre, as it turns out. Close game for until the fifth inning. Sayre won it going away. Until we join you next time, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks for being with us, and so long from Bobby Joe Whitaker Field.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.